As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip, deep inside some electronic, broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U-62, the TAR. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas.
On this week's show, it's that time of year again. It's time for some assorted ramblings about Halloween here on episode 3.07, The Ghost Pumpkin.
So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U-62 the Targ, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Campus here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Targ. Happy Halloween! Yes, I am recording this on Halloween. I am sporting my very fine Halloween costume this year. As you know, when it comes to the ladies out there, the trend for the past couple of years has been to have a sexy Halloween costume. So I decided that it's time to do the same for men. I have decided to go this year for Halloween as a sexy radio announcer. So yeah, I'm just wearing my regular clothes because I'm a sexy radio announcer. At least in my mind. But yeah, since we are recording this on Halloween night, we might even have a couple of trick-or-treaters come to the door. Though, in fact, there's some now. Let's go see who came to our door. Oh, look at these kids. They're wearing such traditional Canadian Halloween costumes. Here's a chocolate bar for the hockey player, and here's a chocolate bar for the cowboy, and here's a chocolate bar for the werewolf in a parka, and here's a chocolate bar for the fairy princess in a toucan mitts. Oh, you're so cute. Okay, bye, kids. Be safe. So there you go. That might happen a couple more times during the show. I don't know. You know, the kids want candy. But yes, Halloween. I do so love Halloween. Going all the way back to my old college radio show, Halloween is the only time of year I can get away with playing songs from The Nightmare Before Christmas on the show. So here we are, we have Marilyn Manson's cover of This Is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas here on the TAR.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
The dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat, all the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town.
Everybody scream. This town of Halloween.
The one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes growing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair. Special guy, our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail
Marilyn Manson's cover of This Is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Good afternoon, Mark Kapp is still here with you on U62 The Targ. You know, they have 3D-capable movie theaters in Edmonton now, but they still have yet to bring in Disney's 3D adaptation of The Nightmare Before Christmas. I still wouldn't mind seeing it someday. I think Disney's plan is to make it like an annual Halloween tradition and re-release it to theaters every October. Although this past October, I think the whole thing was replaced by their 3D re-release of the Toy Story movies. Ah, but yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas is so awesome. Maybe that's how I'm going to celebrate Halloween this year. I'll do a goth-infused stop-motion animated movie marathon. So that would be Nightmare Before Christmas, Corpse Bride, and Coraline. That's a good solid afternoon of entertainment right there. Ah, but yes, it's Halloween. I don't know about Halloween, you know. I'm at that age right now where I'm thinking I should stop doing it, but I feel like I want to keep doing it. You know, I used to really enjoy carving jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkins and all that. But now, you know, that it's just me living by myself, it's like, why do I want to do this? Who am I showing off to? It's the same thing of putting all the effort into putting on a costume and something like that. Although I must say my sexy radio announcer costume is just really, really awesome. Oh, if you could see me now, my rock-hard beer gut just spilling out from underneath the t-shirt. Ooh, sexy. But yeah, still, I don't know. Well, just take it one holiday as it comes. But you know, right now, speaking of holidays and all that, I keep wondering, when is it too early to start celebrating a holiday? You know, we had the Christmas stuff start going on store shelves in the middle of October. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you probably saw. Every time I saw some new Christmas thing go up, I'd snap a picture with my BlackBerry, put it on Facebook, usually with the caption, "Too soon!" But you know, some people are like, oh, not soon enough. And if that's not enough, on TV the other night, I saw commercials for Cadbury cream eggs. Yeah, apparently they're going to start selling them year-round now, so the TV commercials have started. When is it too early to celebrate a holiday? That's what I know. You know, with Christmas just around the corner, some people are saying don't bring out the Christmas stuff until after Remembrance Day. So that's why I'm not putting up my tree until then. But anyway, speaking of old traditions that I had on my college radio show, we're coming up to one of those. The Halloween show was always when I played my first Christmas song. So we got a Christmas song coming up next.
You're listening to Mark Kapis.
It's clear to all of you that I am awesome.
On U62, The Targ.
This is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay. By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
More there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
On the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4.
5.
And a beer on the tree. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden tubes, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer.
Left out
what?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th
okay,
day.
The
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I wanted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
store. You could have gone down.
Get some
to,
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy. That song is a beauty. Move.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
That is a proud tradition going all the way back to the early days of my college radio show. On the Halloween show, you play the very first Christmas song to get ready for the holiday season. And of course, what better then Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas. So there you go. Well, you know what? We're almost at the end of this week's show. Ah, darn, it's another trick-or-treater. Oh, wow. That is the best Sailor Jupiter costume I have ever seen. You fill it out nicely, too. How old are you? When's your birthday? Call me in 6 months. Well, seeing as how I'm probably going to be arrested in about 20 minutes, I think I'll bring an end to this week's show. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been The Targ. I will see you next week from jail. And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
Okay, now maybe we can talk about bringing back Buffy the Vampire Slayer.